Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Canadian Bowler Podcast. I was just thinking about this, Daryl, while I was waiting for you to start this up. When's the last time that you and I did a show together?
It's been a while. It has
Yeah,
been quite a while.
I was just thinking it's a little the return of the true Canadian Bowler Podcast is here. It's pretty exciting. If you guys didn't know, Michael Petulli and his wife just had their first child. She was born the other day, baby girl. So congrats to them from the Canadian Bowler.
Absolutely.
So we're not sure how long Mike will be away, but that's part of the reason why he's not here today. So again, congrats to them. And I guess before we get started, let's cover the basics, Daryl. So I would like to say thanks to everybody. We're slowly reaching our goal of 1,000 subscribers by the end of the year. We're sitting right at, can you believe it, Daryl? 700.
We got
We
to
hit the
700.
seventh. We got to 700. I think our special guest called in a favor, so we made it to 700 today. Thanks to all 700 of you out there. We really do appreciate it. If you haven't already, make sure you hit that subscribe button down there, the little notification bell, so you can see every time we go live. If you're unable to watch the rest of the show, remember we're available on YouTube right after the stream ends, and we're available on all major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And yeah, I think that's pretty much it for the basics. Today's a little bit of a different episode. If you haven't noticed already, we have announced our partnership with the Phoenix Bowls Championships. Daryl's got the Guy Fieri inspired shirt on. They look pretty snazzy. I'm excited to get one on me. It should be fun. And I guess we'll introduce our guests. You'll have to correct me if I'm wrong, Rob, but I believe Rob Gallopo is the founder and chairperson of the Phoenix Bowls Championship. Rob, how are you doing?
Good, guys. Thanks a lot for having me on today. I really appreciate it. And yeah, you're right, Luke. That's it. We're founders, runners, we're the janitors, everything for the Phoenix Bulls right now. So
Awesome.
thanks very much. We're really, really excited to have the Canadian Bowler on with us. And we're so aligned as far as mission and core values and that kind of stuff. It only makes sense that that we work together. And Daryl, you look great in that shirt.
It
I
fits
gotta tell
perfectly, so that's great.
you. Luke, yours is on the way, buddy. You'll have yours next weekend.
I'm excited. I'll have it on for the next stream for sure, just so I can match up with Daryl.
Awesome.
Speaking about streaming, what's going on next weekend, Rob?
Well, next weekend we're having our very first Phoenix Championship, a challenge tournament at Burlington Lawn Bowling Club. Burlington is the home of the Phoenix Championship of Bowls. They have been so gracious to us there and welcomed us with open arms. So we're going to host our first tournament after 2 long years of planning, thanks to COVID-19. And we realize, it may not be a full blown of what we envision the tournament to totally be, but we figure we got to step out, we got to start the ball rolling, and get people back out on the green. So we're very excited to have open pairs at Burlington next Saturday. Registration can be done through the website, and yeah, it should be a lot of fun. It'll be great because we're using the UBC scoring format, so the modified scoring format. We're going to talk a little bit more about that, I guess, in the show. And really looking forward to start the ball rolling on Phoenix Championship of Bowls. So, yeah, it's good stuff.
I'm really excited that you're kicking it off. I know that we hear from people all over Canada, all over the world, I guess, that they're craving things to get out to, some competition, some socializing, whatever it is, whatever gets you hyped about bowls. This event can really kick it off for you. I wanted to ask you a question just outside of that. So, for yourself, tell us a little bit about how you got into bowls, what your, I guess, your career has been in bowls, and what you've done, and then what really inspired you to make the Phoenix Bowls Championship.
Yeah, no problem. We'll spend a little bit of time on that. My career in bowls is very short. I haven't had much of a career in bowls. I am the father of a national team development team member, right? Eric's definitely paved the way as far as my experience in bowls. Eric started playing 7 years ago at Etobicoke, and he's been on quite a ride. So, both, well, our whole family has quite enjoyed watching him develop and accomplish what he's accomplished in bowls. It's been great to see. And we met a lot of amazing people. He's had a lot of great influencers in his life in those very short 7 years. You two guys are definitely two of the main ones, which, you know, our family really appreciates very much, too. But seeing bowls, and I've been spoiled, right? I've been totally spoiled from a bowls perspective. I've gotten to travel with Eric all over the world and see, you know, the best of the best tournaments. And come back here to Canada, and the enthusiasm for the sport and the passion for the sport is there. But as you guys know, there's so many more opportunities with running bowls tournaments. And the mission and the vision behind the Phoenix was to, you know, maybe try to raise the profile of the sport, maybe change the way tournaments are run a little bit, be a little more proactive on the sponsorship side, work more with community grassroots organizations to partnership with. Like the Canadian Bowler Phoenix Partnership is a perfect example of that, right? Together, we'll be much more effective at raising the profile of the sport. It's going to give the players a better platform to compete. And you know, hopefully it'll just all, in general, raise the bar for the competitive players and hopefully bring new players into the sport as well. If we can introduce these new scoring formats like the Ultimate Bowls Challenge has done in Australia, you know, games will be very quick. They'll be high scoring. It'll be fun. You know, it'll be very exciting. And we want the best competitors in Canada right now to demonstrate that for folks and show people what bowls can be. So that's the whole idea. We want a high-level, high-performance tournament with using a format that anybody, like you guys know, anybody can bowl, right? This isn't restricted to the elite players. You know, you can run a similar type league in your clubs. And you can play 3-4 games a night because games only take 30-40 minutes. And it's just a little bit of a different approach on a game that, you know, we all love, a sport that we all love. So that's really the premise behind it.
So I got to ask you, Rob, we've talked about it a little bit on our show in the past. When people are planning these new tournaments with new ideas, obviously with the Phoenix Bowls Championship, you got some sponsors behind you and there's some money involved and you got mm-hmm. the new format. What are some of the things that you guys looked at to stand out to have people come and play in this as opposed to like your regular 3-game or 4-game tournament, whatever you have going on?
Yeah, I think the game format's one of the biggest things, Luke. I mean, having to play 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 games in one tournament is going to be definitely different than what folks are used to. Folks are used to playing, you know, 3, 4, 5 games in a day. You know, you're going to be in our format, you could be playing up to 10, 12 games in a day against different folks, and it'll be fun and exciting, right? As far as sponsorship goes, you know, a lot of grassroots community sponsorship is critical to running a successful tournament. But I got to hand it to Walter and Cher Jacobs at Arrow. I just on a whim called them up and said, hey, we want to do this, right? What do you think? And Walter says, like, we're all in. Like, this is great. You know, I'm not sure if one of the major manufacturers has really gotten into sponsoring big tournaments in Canada very often. I know, again, I got a very small sample size as far as my experience goes. But, you know, Walter, it was just like, yes, we have to do this. This is great. So, I mean, these are folks that, you know, sponsor the Australian Open, that sponsor UBC, that sponsor the Premier League. Now they're sponsoring the Phoenix Championship of Bowls, right? Like, that's pretty cool. So we just think things like that are going to raise the bar for bowls in Canada. And that's what we really want to do. That's our main priority.
So you mentioned it earlier that you've obviously had some trouble with the pandemic, shutting down the start of it, and then you replanned it, and obviously that shut down again because the pandemic went a little longer than everybody expected. Now that you're coming out of it, obviously there's struggles with numbers and exposure and people getting back into bowls. They're not sure what's going on. What do you want to say to the people that are a little on the fence on whether they should come out and play or not?
Yeah, I totally understand. It's been a rough 18 months for a lot of people, right? And to come out in a social setting like this might be something that folks aren't really, really comfortable with. But you know, I think BCB and OLBA has done a great job creating safe procedures and safe environments for all the players. I know there's been no issues at the clubs that I join. You know, they've got great protocols in place to make sure the environment is safe. Now we're taking every precaution at Burlington as well. We're staying within all the prescribed limits as far as people goes. People obviously have to sign all the documentation. I know Burlington checks everyone's temperature as they come in just to make sure everything's good that way. So we're taking every precaution possible to make sure it's a safe environment for folks. Totally being on the sensitive side that folks may just not be ready yet. And that was one of the big things that we had to decide, is this the right time yet or not? Well, I don't think there ever is really a right time, right? Yeah, I think you just got to dive in and you got to go. And we understand that this tournament and the one that we're going to hold in September may not be exactly laid out the way we want it to, but it's a step in the right direction, and hopefully it'll get the message out to folks that, the Phoenix will be a really great day, a fun tournament with lots of great competition, and great for the sport. So I think it's going to be a blast.
I truly do think you guys did pick the right time. Obviously, like you said, unfortunately, it's not going to be quite what it was envisioned to be. But I think I guess we haven't really talked about it yet, but we're thinking about the Canadian Bowlers attempting to stream this event for you guys in partnership. And if that happens, there's not a whole lot going on in the sport of bowls at the moment, so there could be a lot of eyeballs on it, which would be awesome. So I think in that aspect, I think it might be the greatest time to start.
Yeah, and that's, looking at the calendar, pretty pretty soft this year as far as bowls tournament goes. You know, it sucks because, obviously there's a lot of great tournaments that happen right across the country, right across the province that people want to be in. But we thought this year might be a good year to jump in, even if it's, a Phoenix Championship light sort of thing. It's worth kicking it off just to get people going and people back in. And, next year, everyone's going to be back in it. It's going to be a full schedule, and there's a lot of competition for tournaments, right? And we're totally sensitive to the fact that, the entry fee for the Phoenix, it's sometimes a membership at some club, and you're spending that in the day. But we're hopefully going to give people a great experience and make it worthwhile for them. So,
well, I've always said, bowls is an underpriced sport. And sometimes we don't put the right value on the things that we're doing. The higher priced events, the higher priced memberships necessarily. And just getting it out there that, you pay a little bit more, you get a bunch of games, and you have the potential to win a lot more rather than just your gas money home. So I'm begging for that.
Yeah, that's good. We're really hopeful that, we're going to be paying out some good prize money to folks. I know on the sponsorship side, people have been great. I mentioned Arrow. We've got other sponsors as well. Fika Marketing Worldwide, those folks have been great with us. They've helped us with our website. I'm not a webmaster. But they certainly helped us with our website and how to, portray what the Phoenix is to folks. So, hats off to Fika Worldwide. They've been great with us. We've got Participaction. They've been involved in the tournament very well. They've supported us very well. We've also got, we're going to be announcing, actually, if I can use this opportunity right now, Haven on the Queue is going to be a cornerstone sponsor for this upcoming tournament. And they've also offered to sponsor a dinner. A catered dinner the night before our championship tournament, which will be in September. So September 17th, that evening, for all the entries that we get, there'll be a little party at the Burlington Clubhouse the night of the 17th, and then we'll bowl on the 18th. So we're really looking forward to that as well. Yeah, thanks to Haven on the Queue.
That's awesome. It's not often you see so many sponsors for one event. Usually a club gets a bunch of sponsors and then they divvy it up amongst a bunch of tournaments. But to see such a focus on this, I know for Luke and I and the Canadian Bowler, we're really hoping that just takes off. It goes in the direction that you want it to go. It can be a big event right through the calendar for Canada and for Ontario. We're hoping that people from outside of Ontario want to come and play in it too. So
absolutely, yeah. And we envision maybe one day that there's qualifiers across the country awesome. That can come to Ontario and play in the big tournament. So yeah, if you're out in BC, if you're out in Nova Scotia, you know, make contact with us because we would love to be able to, you know, in the future run offsite qualifiers and have people qualify for the Phoenix Championship of Bowls. I think that would be awesome. That would be a great thrill.
And if you are looking to contact Rob for any questions regarding the Phoenix Bowls Championship, in the description below, Daryl has Rob's website there, thephoenixbowlschampionship.com, or sorry, phoenixbowls.com. And he also has all of our information there. And if you guys ask us any questions, we'd be more than happy to pass those on to Rob and hook you guys up.
Don't forget there's a chat, too. So put your questions in chat if you have some questions or comments or anything really. So don't forget that. So we've talked about the scoring system for UBC and that you're adopting that for the Phoenix Bowls Championship. We've got a small clip. It's about 4 or 5 minutes. It goes through one end of a UBC match. And Rob, we're hoping that you can talk us through it and give us an idea of what the scoring system is like, what the event is like while this is running, and give people an idea of exactly what you're talking about when you say we're doing a UBC event.
Yeah, no, that's great. That would be awesome if we can roll that.
All right, here we go.
So this is a part of one of the Ultimate Bowls Challenge tournaments. This is actually Ryan is playing against Boro Boys. And you can see right there, they're in the fourth end. Look at the score, 38-37. So the primary concept with the scoring goes, all bowls, if they get a toucher, are worth 3 points. So right there, that would be 3 points for Broadbeach for the toucher. Lead bowls, whoever's closest to the jack after lead bowls gets 3 points as well. So every single shot throughout this format has an opportunity for scoring on it, which is amazing. And the swing that you can get, it's another toucher, right? So the swing and scores can be just crazy. And I think that's exciting, right? Because nobody really is out of the game here, because with an ultimate end, with the first, second, and third closest bowls to the jack, you can score 18 points right there. The lead bowl, the closest to the jack after leads can get 3 points, and then every toucher's 3 points. So there's just a load of scoring available. And of course, when you get elite players like this, they can rack up the points pretty quickly. But I know there's a couple of great shots coming up here from Ryan at the back end of this end that Ryan is always so famous for.
So I know one of the complaints I hear a lot about from leads and why people don't want to play lead is by the time I get up and the skips are done with their stuff, my bowls are nowhere to be seen. And I don't score any points, and it doesn't really matter. So in this case, leads absolutely matter in every aspect.
They actually do, and it's funny because we're starting to, once you know they've run a few of these tournaments now, and you're starting to see the data collect on all these tournaments. You know, the leads play a much more important part in this format than you'd be surprised to, because having that lead after having the lead after lead bowls is super critical, and generally does eventually translate into a favorable end for your team. That's all said and done. So we're going to skip bowls here. You can see in the scoring system right now, orange has the first closest and Broadbeach is the second and third. That's a great thing that Mark Casey's done with UBC is they created this scoring system where you see all the results live. We're not quite at that point right now with the Phoenix. We'd like to be one day, but not quite yet. We've got a manual scorecard, and we'll have to make sure folks are trained up on the scorecard and manage the scores carefully. We'll also have markers out on the rinks to help you out along the way in case things get a little bit confusing, because anytime you introduce a new scoring system, it's always going to be a bit challenging. If you want to see how the scoring works and you want to watch an entire game, if you go to phoenixbowls.com under tournaments, I've actually posted a completed scorecard in this video, and you can watch all five ends and see how the scorecard comes into play. Here we are into Skip Bowls with Ryan's shot here. There's another catcher. So now you can see Burrow Boys has second and third shot. Broad Beach has the number one shot. So at the end of Skip Bowls, closest to the jack gets 10 points, second closest gets 5, third closest gets 3 points, and that gives you your 18 points for an ultimate end.
It's crazy to see the scores, because you never see anything like this in Bowls. Maybe on a master a master score, where you've got, you know, 10 teams across a bunch of greens going at it, and you see these scores, but never in a single game. It's like a basketball score almost.
Yeah.
I was going to say, sometimes you might see one lopsided score, but never quite that high anyways.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, we've watched a lot of these games, and you'll see an end start off, a team will be down 20-0 after one end, and they actually can come back, you know, I won't say without a problem, but they can come back. The opportunity is there to come back in such a short period of time, which is great, right? Because that's what you want to be able to do. You want to know that you're in every game. It's great because, again, the games are over in 30 minutes. You can move on to the next one with a clean slate, and it's fun. It's very exciting. For me, I know we play games at our club quite often using the scoring system like that. We don't have a league or anything like that, but just do it casually, and it's always a lot of fun to see the way it swings.
I was going to say, for me as a coach, here's the drive coming. He's in the area. Has he got the result? And he got a toucher out of it too.
Yeah, there was a toucher there too.
For me as a coach, this kind of format really does some interesting things. Because touchers are so prominent, having reaching bowls, you don't want to be short, right? If you're going to disrupt the end, if you're going to be there, even if you touch the jack and something bad goes wrong, at least you get 3 points out of it. You're not too scared, which is great. I think this offers just a lot of unique opportunities for people to learn bowls and play in a different way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And I think it'll take a few ends for everyone to get used to it, I'm sure. But like I said, we'll have markers out there to help people along, and volunteers around to help make the day go smooth. And you play a couple ends and you get it pretty quickly. And it definitely does change the way you play ends. It's a lot of fun. It's good. We're really looking forward to it.
So, Luke, do you have anything else for Rob on the Phoenix Bowls?
I'm going to be completely honest. No, I don't have any more questions for Rob regarding the Phoenix Bowls. But I will say I am really excited. I will be playing in the Phoenix Bowls next weekend with Rob's son, Eric. So that'll be fun. Eric's always a good guy to play with. And he's probably a better bowler than me, so he can make me look good. That'll be fun. If everybody here wants to tune in, I believe we'll be trying to stream it live to Facebook.
Yep. I think so.
And so look forward to that. If not, I believe the plan is we're going to record it and have it be posted after the fact, so it'll still be out there for your viewing purposes, but hopefully we'll have it be able to be streamed.
That's the hope. Obviously, this is our first time doing it. We're taking as many best practices from all the other streams that we've watched and been a part of and putting them in, but the reason why we call our coaching series Technical Difficulties is because on this channel we love technical difficulties, so we'll see how it goes.
Well, I just really appreciate the Canadian Bowler being involved. Thanks a lot for letting me come on this morning and chatting with you guys about it, because I think there's going to be a lot of great tournaments coming up, and Phoenix is just really happy to be a part of it. We still do have a few spots available for next weekend, so phoenixbowls.com if you want to register. There's a registration button right at the top of the webpage there. You can register, or you can give me a call or email me, no problem. Anyway, guys, thank you so much. I'm so happy you guys are involved. And have a good rest of the show.
Thanks a lot, Rob. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, take care, guys.
See you, Rob.
See you later.
Alrighty, Daryl, that was pretty good. Lots of fun stuff going on with the Phoenix Bowls Championship.
I'm excited, and I think the website is brilliant. It gives people all the information that you need. What he was talking about regarding watching the game and having the scorecard with details, it really helps because it's a brand new scoring system. There's a lot of points flying around. So if you don't quite understand what's going on, go to the website, check that out, and see if it's for you. I really encourage people to try to come out and support this event. We need as much support with bowls as we can get. And if we can have this take off, it could be a really big event for Canada, I think.
Absolutely. And like I said, the scoring system's different. It'll be fun. The games are quick, fast paced. They're good for TV or viewing purposes, however it gets out there. So that'll be fun. Like we spoke about streaming this in the past, we really, really hope that it will work out. But obviously, it all depends on the internet. And we've never done a live stream quite like that before. So we're kind of flying by the seat of our pants here. But and obviously, there's been no testing because we haven't been able to get out because of COVID and all the fun stuff. So here's to hoping for the best.
Before we move on, we do have a promo video that we, the Canadian Bowler, helped create for the Phoenix Bowls event. It is on our YouTube site. We have tried to share it on Facebook. We're just going to run that right now, just so you get all the information, and then we can move on to our next topic. Sound good?
Sounds great.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Phoenix Championship of Bowls has arrived, an innovative new open pairs tournament making its debut in Ontario. The Phoenix is adopting a new scoring format made famous by the Ultimate Bowls Championship in Australia. These quick, high-scoring games will be a fresh new approach to bowls and will evoke new strategies and new tactics and push your skills to the limit. If you're looking for a challenge, if you're looking to have fun and to be social this year, this is where you want to be. All events for the Phoenix Championship of Bowls will be played at the beautiful Burlington Lawn Bowling Club in Burlington, Ontario. This club boasts two amazing greens, have hosted a ton of great events, have an amazing clubhouse, and a bar. If you want some great bowls and a great atmosphere, this is where you want to be this summer. Tournament Challenge Number 1, Saturday, August 7th, 2021. It's open pairs with a maximum of 16 teams, $100 per team, with a first place prize of $500. That's $300 cash and an entry into the championship event. The challenge tournament will have two pools of eight teams. Each team will play a seven-game, three bowls, five ends, round robin, after which the four teams from each pool will move on to the next round. The next round, the top four teams will be split into two pools of four and will play a three-game round robin, with the top two teams in each pool advancing to the next round. The semifinals and the finals will be a single-game elimination. You'll definitely get plenty of games for your money. The Phoenix Championship event. Saturday, September 18th, 2021. Open pairs, $200 per team, and an estimated top prize of $4,000. And that's based on a full event with 32 teams. This will be the same format as the challenge event, only bigger. Great bowls for your money, great top prize, and lots of great competition. What are you waiting for? Find more information and get your registry in today at www.phoenixbowls.com.
You did a great job on that promo video, Daryl. I do have to say, you did a good job.
I hate the sound of my own voice.
It is bad. I mean, every time I always re-listen to our podcasts, and I always go, God, I sound like an idiot every time. But what are you gonna do, right?
You know what? Everybody else said it sounded okay when I tested them out and sent it out, but. You know, I think it's just personal preference. You hate the sound of your own voice, especially recorded. It's not what you hear in here. So
absolutely. I do want to say, just before we move on from this, Rob Gallipo in the chat, just wanted to remind everybody that the Phoenix Championship of Bowls is still looking for more sponsors. If you're interested in that, contact Rob through the website at www.phoenixbowls.com.
So like we've said in the past, we're big on promoting brand new things, promoting bowls, helping people out in whatever endeavor that they're doing, whether it's promoting a tournament, promoting an event, helping your club grow. And this is one of the avenues that we saw that we could actually help the sport grow. Something new, something innovative, something that's just getting off the ground. And we'll attach ourselves to that and be a partner and see if we can not only help get more exposure for both sides, but bowls in general. So if you are out there and you have stuff that you want to promote, you have stuff that you want to work with us on, have on the site, have on the channel, you know, let us know. We're out there and we're willing to work with absolutely everybody.
Yeah, for sure. If you guys have something big planned and you want to come on the show or do a mini episode that's a promo episode for your event or whatever, we're more than happy to share that stuff with our demographic and what we have out there. So yeah, like Daryl said, we're more than happy to help anybody out.
Quickly move on to a piece of news that we missed on the last episode, but it's fairly significant for the bowling community as a whole. World Bowls has a new president, John Bell. He's stepped down as president, chair, and director of the World Bowls. He's been on World Bowls for 9 years. And seven of those as president, so he's been there for a long time and done some great work. I've personally met him, a great guy. And they've now appointed Daryl Clout from Australia as the new president and chair, and that's until the Council World Bowls meets at the 2022 Commonwealth Games. For those that don't know Daryl Clout, distinguished sports person in Australia, over 25 years of national and international experience. He's been the president of Softball Australia in the past and Bowls Australia. So you may have heard that name when Bowls Australia has been out there. And he's also been involved in Commonwealth Games Australia. So tons of experience, especially in bowls, which is always nice. And I think it'll be interesting seeing a new president and what direction World Bowls goes, because I know there's a lot of changes coming out of the pandemic. Obviously, things like Asia Pacifics are canceled. World Bowls is going every 2 years now rather than delays in between them. So I'm excited. Hopefully there's going to be a lot of changes and see World Bowls step up. Because I believe that their presence hasn't been felt by everybody, even though they're there. It would be nice to see them out there and getting more known.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, me personally, even as a national team competitor at one point, World Bowls really doesn't seem like they have their hand in as much as they probably do. They're pretty in the back, which is interesting considering in most other sports, the world organizations usually play a pretty big role in what goes on. So yeah, hopefully they keep on trucking in the right direction and see what comes out of that. But I guess talking about World Bowls, let's talk about World Bowls 2023, Daryl.
Yeah, exciting news. A place that both Luke and I have always said is one of the most beautiful places to bowl.
Yeah.
2023 World Bowls will be held in the Gold Coast in Australia. I believe the dates are the August 29th to September 10th. And I think they threw up a stat that's almost 1,179 days after it was first supposed to be played in in the Gold Coast. That's a long time.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty crazy to hear numbers like that. Yeah, it's crazy. I got a question for you, Daryl, because I don't know how much information you can provide me on this. I'm kind of looking for the insight and maybe breaking story here.
Okay.
The World Bowls team that was potentially selected for World Bowls went however many days ago. Does that team get to compete at the 2023 World Bowls Championship, or will there be a whole new selection with selection camps and what have there, since there's no events going on that we know of at this time?
World Bowls 2023, I can say that it won't be carrying over necessarily the same team. Based on selection and everything, it could very well be the same team. That's totally up in the air, but there is no team set for World Bowls 2023 in Canada. Right now the focus is on the Commonwealth Games, which is in 2022. That team is still up for selection. I think anything going forward is up in the air. I know there's a lot of moving parts around Commonwealth Games because they're doing a lot of stuff, pandemic, travel. Our country's going to be going. Our country's going to be allowed. We've already seen in the Olympics some questionable practices as far as COVID spreading and a lot of other things. Masks on, masks off. Vaccinated, unvaccinated. Commonwealth Games, I'm sure, is going to take some best practices from there and hopefully improve. And we'll see where that goes. But specifically for your question, there's no team that's been selected. That's still pending.
Yeah, I kind of figured, but I figured I'd fire that out there because I don't even completely remember if a team was selected for the one that was canceled or not. I was just thinking it would suck to be one of those players that was selected and then maybe not be able to get selected for the next one. That would kind of be unfortunate, but I suppose that's just how the cookie crumbles in this odd time that we're living in.
I know some other countries have it a little easier or a little harder than us. We're probably somewhere in the middle, but the pandemic shut everything down. How do you judge people? How do you do selection? Do you look at results? Well, there's no results to look at. Do you look at play? Well, you can't play. Some countries like Australia have been playing, they have the ability to do so. Obviously, they have their own hurdles with the vaccination rates being so low that anytime there's an outbreak, they're shutting stuff down. Obviously, the UBC had their event canceled because of stuff like that. So, how do you manage that and with players? And coming out of the pandemic, who knows if the players that you selected way back before the pandemic can even play anymore? Work, life, all this stuff kind
Yeah,
of changes.
who
So,
knows?
yeah,
A
you need
lot
to
of
ask those
lifestyle
questions.
changes. People like me putting on their COVID-15, so got to get back into tournament shape to go play down in Australia or whatever. So, hey, who knows? All sorts of variables that could be there. But yeah, like I said, I'd be pretty gutted if I was one of those guys who, or girls who got selected and weren't able to go at this point, just because I know how hard it is to get selected in the first place. So that would be pretty devastating, I think.
It is, and I think for myself, being part of the high performance committee and having my finger in selection, it's tough, and it's tough on our side too. Just knowing how much people have worked and tried their best, and now we're kind of saying, okay, we're going to relook at this and see who can go. When if this hadn't happened, you'd have had your opportunity, and who knows, it could have went really, really well, really, really bad, and you could be in a very different place now.
Yeah.
All those variables really suck, and they suck for both sides. But the players, for any team, you just need to know that everybody is trying their best to make sure it's going forward as planned, and you have your opportunities. And we're also looking at things like the NAC, obviously, and other events to see, hey, can we offer some more opportunities, some more meaningful competition for those that are really missing it and really need to get out there and compete at a national or international level.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think there's a lot of exciting stuff coming out of the pandemic, so it'll be interesting to see how it all goes.
I wanted to ask you something. For you getting out and playing some bowls, I know during our conversations for both of us, our excitement has risen and sunk and gone all over the place, depending on whether things are open or shut. What's your excitement level for actually getting out and actually rolling some bowls?
Yeah, I'd say I'm pretty excited. I mean, obviously, Daryl, my passion for the sport's kind of gone down the drain over the last couple of years just because there's been nothing going on. So it's been kind of dead. I
It's
mean,
fair.
I haven't really been in a financially stable spot to be able to spend the kind of money that my home club is asking for me to go roll bowls twice a year. So I haven't decided to do that, and I'm not willing to go trespass to roll bowls. So I haven't rolled a bowl in 2 years. So yeah, I'm pretty excited. I mean, I hope I still got some skill left in the tank, but who knows? I think it'll be fun. Like I said on the with the interview with Rob, I love playing with Eric. Eric's a quite a good friend of mine, so that'll be a good time as well. And yeah, I'm pretty excited. I know you're not playing, Daryl, but how excited are you to watch something like that?
I'm actually really excited. Like you, my excitement has gone up and down, especially with cancellations. It's always like it hits hard. Another cancellation or another delay, or we can't do things. Seeing how my club has come back and is offering stuff has made me super excited. And for me, just getting back out there and rolling bowls, I think I just need to be in that environment to see the people that I've missed for the last 2 years, like yourself. The last contact we've had face to face was just at the early part of the pandemic, I think.
Last June, I think.
Yeah, so seeing you, seeing Rob, seeing Eric, seeing the friends and acquaintances that I've made over the years, at least some of them there, I think that will just spark that back and give me the drive to really get back into it and start going and rolling bowls myself, which has always been iffy with a newborn baby and COVID out there trying to get out to the club, but it's usually me by myself. Which isn't as fun as going out and being social, so I'm really excited.
Absolutely. I do want to put this out there just on topic of the Phoenix Bowls championship again. I believe they are allowing spectators. So if you are willing to coming down to watch, I believe that is an option, but I don't want to say yes or no. I do not know the exact rules, especially not at the Burlington Lawn Bowling Club, but I don't want to step on anybody's toes. So if you are interested in watching, maybe reach out to Rob or even the Burlington Lawn Bowling Club and seeing if that's an option.
And keep in mind, we're going to try to stream. So if that all goes well, we'd love to have you on there critiquing our stream. How good is the commentary? How bad are the graphics? Why can't I tell the score? Keep us on our toes. We want to have this as a baseline for our streaming, and we want to make it the best streaming platform, the best channel for getting your live events in all of Canada. That's our goal.
So, Daryl, you're not playing in the first Phoenix Bowls challenge. Are you planning on playing in the championship?
I hope so. I would love to do that. Obviously, we want to make sure that we are doing enough for our supporters and our fans here to stream that event. So, I guess my choice is do I bowl and have someone else do the streaming, which is always nervous for me, giving up the reins, or do I go to the side? Work on the streaming and let you young folks go at
Yeah, it could be interesting, like having somebody else do it, especially with the scoring system, and if we're having live scores and all that stuff, it could be a little interesting, but I'm sure we'll figure something out. Just a little clarification there. Rob did say spectators are indeed allowed and welcome, so we hope to see everybody out there who's comfortable with coming out to an event like that. That'd be fun. Do you know where it will be streamed? Is it going to be on the Canadian Bowlers Facebook page or on the Phoenix Bowl Championships Facebook page?
We have to determine that. I'm thinking we might do it on the Canadian Bowler one. We've got it set up already. But we're going to be looking at options of where to stream it, how to stream it. Right now, I'm just testing out options on what works as far as cameras and graphics and all that kind of stuff. So I've got I guess, a week to iron that stuff out before we start. But we will make announcements to everybody through this channel, through Facebook, through Twitter, and through Instagram on exactly
And
where it's going to be streamed.
through the Phoenix Bowls Championship, I'm sure they will have stuff
Exactly.
out there for us as well. So there's lots of outlets for it there. I guess talking about that, guys, don't forget to like, subscribe, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, email us, whatever you need. You'll see all of our notifications for our show, anything Phoenix Bowls related, Daryl's show, technical difficulties. If we have anything going on, that's where you'll find it, is on all of those sources. So we do appreciate it. Like I said, oh, we got another subscriber during the show today, so we're up to 701. We're well on our way to that goal. So thanks again to all of you guys. We do appreciate that so much.
We know we want our goal is to hit 1,000 by the end of the year. We don't think it's a far away goal, but it's one that we are grinding our way up to with all of you guys. We know there's more than 1,000 bowlers out there. We know there's more than 1,000 bowlers in Ontario. We're just asking a bunch of you to like, subscribe, come to the channel and enjoy this program. Tell us your questions. Hopefully we can give you some answers. And share the love of Bulls with the entire country and the world. The more we can grow this channel, the more exposure we have, the better we are at helping promote the game of Bulls, which we all love. So don't forget to share this with friends, family, your clubs, your provincial associations, so that they can get the word out as well.
And if you are watching, and I know a lot of the Bulls demographic might be not quite as tech savvy as someone maybe my or Daryl's age, not trying to poke fun at anybody, but if you're curious how you subscribe or how you share, I promise you it's pretty simple. You just got to click the subscribe button. If you don't have a account made already, I believe now since YouTube is owned by Google, all you have to do is log into any email address, and you'll be able to subscribe and share and all that fun stuff. So, just a little tutorial there if you needed some clarification.
Perfect. Luke?
Well, Daryl?
Anything else?
No, I think we're good. It's been fun having you back on the show. We haven't done a show together in forever now. Obviously, you and Mike have been holding down the fort. Me and Mike were holding it down for a little while, so thanks to Mike. Again, I want to say congratulations to Mike and Emma on their first born daughter that was born about a week ago now, maybe awesome. A little less than that, I'm not sure. But congratulations to them. I'm sure Mike will have lots of fun baby stories to go over with you, maybe on the next episode of After Dark or something like that.
Yep.
So look forward to that, guys. I don't think there's anything else planned at the moment other than the Canadian Bowler Show that will be happening in 2 weeks' time. I look forward to the Phoenix Bulls Championship coming up next week. You'll see stuff from us, stuff from them. Yeah. If you're looking to play, don't forget the registrations are still open. They're still looking for teams at the phoenixbulls.com. And, I think that's pretty much it. Thanks to everybody who watched today. Thanks again to our special guest, Rob, for coming and giving us all that great information. Don't forget, guys, like, share, comment, subscribe. Podcast is available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, all that good stuff. No, Mike, I don't have any notes. I just make it up. And until next time, guys, I hope that all your bowls are touchers.